Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cool Chick Radio on, well, soon Tenacity Radio. It's the head chick in charge, Tracy, along with my co-hostess with the mostest.
Hello. Tracy.
What?
Zach.
Hello.
How many people are you talking to?
I like that.
Hello.
Hello?
Smoke.
Anne. Oh, I knew she was going to do that. Damn it. All right. Why is it being funky? All right. Let's try this again.
Yeah, you can hear me,
Hello?
Is it working now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good to you.
Are you ready?
How are you, Miss Angela? Yeah, I already did the intro.
Hey, how are you?
So what's new? What's going on? Where are you at?
I have a band with me. I actually have a band with me. Are you ready for this? I do. Would you need to do it yourself?
Hey, we're the Yarble Smashers from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire!
Can you say that again?
Which part? The Yarble Smashers or the New Hampshire?
Yeah,
well,
that just makes me so happy.
So how'd you guys come up with your name?
From A Clockwork Orange.
Shut up. Yeah, the badass movie.
The Droogs had like their own little language, Nadsat, and Yarble was Nadsat for testicle.
If you keep it up, mate, I'm going to kick you square in the Yarbles.
He says come and get one of the Yarbles if you've got any Yarbles.
Have you heard of Yarble?
Aren't they bald?
One of them is bald. The rest of them are not.
We're
not
Yarbles.
Do you have Yarbles? All right. We got one.
Jack, and that's not for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you guys been around?
About a year.
1 year.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. No, like seriously, like 1 year?
Oh, yeah.
It was 1 year on March 19th. March 19th, we played our first annual Smashdown.
Yeah. At the Smash Pit, which is where we kind of jam.
This is in Ospe, New Hampshire.
Oh, my God.
What? I know, right? Go ahead. Tell me.
New Hampshire.
That's how people speak in New Hampshire.
Really?
We're kind of the weird ones.
We're known as the Yabble Smashes. Oh, Yabble.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite band to tour with?
Well, so far I'd say
Hemlock. It's like the first
weird.
Band.
Weird.
Yeah, this is our first tour.
No, it's your first tour.
There's one date on this tour, and this is it.
All right.
We drove out here for this.
Oh, yeah.
I had a fun time.
All right.
So, you guys have been together for a year.
Yep.
What is your next move?
Of course.
Play more shows and
writing.
Cool.
Get something people to remember.
Yeah.
Do you have an EP?
I got nothing.
What?
We're working on it, yeah.
We're not far underground. YarbleSmashers.com, too.
We're too far underground. We're in the basement.
Yeah.
Also underground.
It's a good basement. It probably has Jameson, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, most of the time.
I like to hear that. I'm a freak. Anyways, so what is, okay, so you guys have been touring for a year. Where's your next spot?
Probably Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
Next spot is back in New Hampshire.
We haven't even been touring. You do the tour.
Really?
This is our vacation.
So 36 hours.
Just one day for the tour.
Shut the fuck up.
No, that's what it's all about.
You're not going to Iowa next?
No, we're going back
you
to
should.
Hampshire.
You should. You should go to Iowa next.
I got
to
pick up my dunder on Thursday. I got to get my day job.
What's your day job?
Tech support for
carpenter.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm a used car salesman
on the phone.
Shut up.
We're
down at Ryden's Auto Sales.
We're not in it.
We got some cash.
What is your favorite part about, being in the band?
To perform. For me.
Yeah.
Perform for an audience.
For us.
Yeah, we play for us. And if anybody else happens to be there, then
so be it.
That's the fucking bonus.
God, I love you guys.
That's cool.
I know. You should be here. You're just a fucking whore.
We're not going to it.
No, I'm just kidding. Tracy's pretty hot. Just saying.
Tracy, where are you at, girl?
She's adorable.
We're the single ones. The bachelor's all excited.
We're the tit men, as they say. We're in our shirt. We're the ones covering the tits.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And all the faces.
All of the faces.
all of our faces, all of our four faces. Anyway, we formed a year ago.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Tell us where we can find you.
Search the Yarble Smashers.
Yeah. YarbleSmashers.com. YarbleSmashers.com
has all the links, I believe.
Yeah. It does.
Yep.
And you're not going any further than here?
Not yet.
We're going home.
What?
We're going home.
That's bullshit.
We're
going
to be inviting Hemlock to possibly play in New England sometime.
Shut the fuck up. You guys should go, like, further. Just saying.
Like
I know people.
We do it. But the van's really starting to smell bad.
Well, if you gotta take a shower, I mean, I understand. However,
the van needs to take a shower.
Yeah, the van.
Where's the van?
Oh, the
Yardie.
Is that over yonder by the cop car that owes me cigarettes?
Okay.
Over yonder.
By the way, just saying, there's a cop that owes me a lot of cigarettes. We can move to him later.
Okay.
Anyways.
They took a picture of all of them in a hot tub. Is that a hot tub?
Yes.
Oh, shit, yes.
It's
a sauna, actually.
Yep.
If you're looking at what I think you're looking at.
It's a sauna, and we made that place stink, too.
Tracy says she wants to check out the hot tub. Why?
I love
hot tub.
She does.
It's a very nice hot tub.
I'm
All right, I'm going to like your page right now. And...
High
five!
Yes.
You nailed it.
Nice. That was a high palm.
You didn't even see the show. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Your fans are great.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you for coming on.
We're bringing him for a group hug here.
Okay. We're group hugging.
Group hugging.
Love you.
Thank you.
Come yonder.
Thank you.
We have Hitler here. It's his birthday.
It's my birthday, 420.
Happy birthday, Hitler.
Happy birthday, Hitler. Wow.
All right. What part of the band are we interviewing?
All
right. Split or the other one?
We'll just do a little bit about Forever Gray.
All right. Forever Gray. We got Forever Gray. If you have not checked them out, okay, yep, go ahead. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else, right?
Bandcamp.
Yep.
Bandcamp.
Right?
Forever Gray.
In gray.
Right? That works, okay.
Nailed it. All right, I'm on their page right now.
Okay. We have the drummer's birthday.
It's the drummer's birthday.
It is the drummer's birthday. He looks like Hitler right now.
There's not much about Forever and Gray other than that.
So how old are you today?
I am 27.
He's 27 today. 27.
Has he been partaking?
And I am the only member left here in my band. Everybody left me.
Oh!
I'm in the spot.
Brutal! Have you toured?
No, we have not.
You have not?
No.
Outside of Minnesota, at all?
We've only played one show in North Dakota.
What?
Yep.
Where? Was it like a horseshoe gig?
Cool. No, it was like some kind of rock bar.
How do you feel about that? It was fun. How many drinks did you have that night?
Five or six.
High five. But it's your fucking birthday, dude.
I had a lot of drinks. And a lot of fucking weed.
A lot of fucking weed. It is 420. High five. Happy birthday.
Well, anyways, I gotta take a piss and we'll let Split Driven come
on. Oh, alright, we're gonna let Split Driven come on.
You're in Split Driven too, though.
Yeah, I know.
Next! Oh, we have a shout out. Go ahead.
Shout out to Samantha Lloyd.
Alright.
Whoever that is.
We had a shout out. Anyways. So, we got
Lloyd.
Hey! So we got Split Driven with us.
Some of Split Driven.
Split Driven.
Well, yeah.
The ones that haven't left yet, because we're not nerds like the rest of them.
Heck no. We're dedicated.
Split Driven. Look it up. Google. Facebook. Split Driven.
Something's burning over there.
S-P-I-L-T Driven.
Stephanie. Bring that over here.
It's burning over there.
I'm doing an interview.
Hey.
We've got our bass player and our sound guy.
Sample,
don't play. No sound guy.
Hey, you know, speakers
are what you're that. Making sounds.
I do
okay.
Make sounds. You make sounds and a lot of sexy motions on stage.
That's true.
I
do love sexy.
You touched my face many times tonight.
Oh, it feels good.
It did.
With the white stuff.
God.
Here we go. Man.
Well, that's how you do.
I feel like super neglected. Like I need to walk to my car. I had more action from a cop. I don't know where the fuck he went, but
ooh.
He stole like all of my cigarettes. I'm really feeling neglected. Oh look, there he is. Hey. Not really, but you can search me. With the most action I got all day. Always good when I gotta ask you that.
Mm-hmm.
Do an interview.
Someone was smoking it. I always smell it.
Howie!
Come on,
guys. Oh, God. They're about to get busted. Howie!
Our sound guy.
Okay, anyways, so how long have we been together? You're on the spot now, buddy.
Oh, jeez. Well,
Howie!
I just joined the band about 3 weeks ago. As far as I know, they've been around since, I believe, 98.
5 years. 5 years.
Well, okay, it's been about
five years.
How long has Split Driven been together?
Come here.
I don't know, I thought John said something about, like, 98 is when he started playing.
Oh, it's been... It's been, like, three different bands now.
Yeah.
I've been in for about 2.5 years, and it's been going for about, probably 2 years before me. So, getting close to 5 years as Split Driven.
Oh, okay.
What were you before?
What?
If you weren't Split Driven before, what were you?
Swinging Corpses.
Yeah.
Was the last band name. I wasn't in the band back then.
Why was it called that?
I have no idea. That's something you're going to ask our old singer.
Interesting.
Who's a silent pile of shit. You'd have to ask him why it's called that.
So, okay.
We don't have him for a reason anymore, so we're trying to
because your lead singer, singer has been with the band for a year, right?
Ryan?
He started when I was in treatment, so...
it's pushing a year.
He said a year.
Close to a year, I think.
Yeah.
Give or take.
What's your favorite part about being in the band?
Pushing these guys' wieners.
Well, you know, someone has to do it.
They all have baby dicks, and I like
hot
dogs,
there's one.
On a more serious note, I like having the opportunity, you know, to play with the band. I don't have much
Were you
band
expecting
experience.
An interview tonight?
I was not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome, I'm here.
Yeah, thank you. My first time, well, not my first time on the radio, but my first time being interviewed on the radio.
Oh.
But
what's with the face paint? Do you like it?
Oh, I do.
You do? Why do you think you use face paint?
It masks my true identity.
Oh, you?
What is a mask?
I have to have a different personality on stage, I guess. I can't be me. I don't like me that much.
And we have Hitler.
Then we got Hitler. Yeah,
then we got Hitler.
How is that to have a Hitler?
Pokemon Hitler. Pokemon trainer Hitler.
Yeah. I love you, Hitler.
I know, right? Oh, puppy love.
Oh.
And hearts and shit.
Super adorable.
Kissy face
and Hitler and a smug.
So, how have you guys toured?
We toured the Midwest. We're staying out in the Midwest for now. We want to kind of build up a little more before we get out to California and all that shit, you know. We do have a tour coming up here.
Do you?
What's it? I don't know if I can say the name yet.
Oh, yeah?
I have a secret.
We just played a show with him not that long ago. You were there.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, peanut butter jelly time. They really like us. They want us to come on tour with them. So we're probably just going to jump on for probably just their Midwest date. So we might go through the whole tour. Who knows? It's 6 weeks of expensiveness, though. So we'll see.
We also got an EP coming out.
Yeah, we got an EP coming out.
Hopefully in a couple of months. It's about halfway done.
Okay.
Last time I talked to a producer, he said it's about halfway done.
Yeah, it should be done by the Totally Awesome Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fucking awesome fest, I should say.
You wouldn't watch that, dude. Seriously, dude.
I promise we won't be.
He's not like I'm super like on his good side, and he walked me to my truck. So.
Yeah.
I've been there.
But anyways.
Anyways, so what's your favorite tour?
My favorite tour that I've ever been on, I'd say it would probably be, that's a toss-up, actually. Probably, when I was with Blue Felix, I'd say Hemlock and American Nation are probably my two favorite bands to tour with. And I'd say Mushroomhead's probably third. All three really good bands. Hemlock, as everybody knows, after tonight, they tear it up. They're a lot of fun. It's not that band where they hop on the bus and they just hide from everybody all night. They're there partying with everybody, having
they're
fun.
They're in it.
They put on an insanely good show. And you got American Head Charge. Obviously, everybody knows they don't fuck up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they can play over here.
You fucking
silly. Oh, hey.
Like,
peanut butter jelly pie.
Peanut butter jelly pie.
We really can't say the name of that tour.
Do you know what song?
Or is it cut up in the air yet?
We're on it if we want it, but I don't know if
everybody
decided that we're actually going to do it. So
I know I'm all in.
I can't breathe. Can you breathe?
I wish I could.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Everyone who has listened to our show knows where that's going. But we only have like 200K listeners. Anyways.
Only.
Have you ever interviewed Hitler?
Just
no.
With Hitler. We didn't want to know them.
You should. He's right in front of me.
She's never interviewed this Hitler right here.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How old are you today?
27.
Did your band, like, throw you a birthday party?
No. We didn't know anything about it.
They forgot it.
What the fuck?
Forgot it.
What?
They were too stoned.
Look.
Oh, my.
Look now.
Your friends suck.
Oh,
I'm too new to know everybody's birthdays here, okay?
There was a lot of booze, James.
I don't know. There's a cab over there. I can shake hands. Do I what?
Take a picture with Hitler.
Oh, I got to take a picture with Hitler. How about I take a picture of Hitler and his girlfriend?
There you go.
There you go.
We can make that happen. So, yeah, I can do this. All at the same time.
Is there a light?
Flash on that camera.
She's over here like, ha ha.
She's drunk.
We have a drunk one.
She's always drunk.
I don't know.
Our little drunken Smurf.
Have you guys been in the band? Sorry, kids. Have you guys been in a band other than Split Trippin'?
I've been in a couple in the past.
That looks really aggressive, and I like it. That's awesome.
Looks like you're holding her up. Probably was. Just a little bit.
Anyways, have you been in a band other than Split Trippin'?
Well, when I was a kid, I had a band called Nature of the Beast.
How was that for you?
We covered Pantera, Metallica, and Megadeth. That's about all we did. And then, long story short, that I got fucked up. Bad things happened. People went to war, things like that. I came home. I started touring with Blue Felix as a roadie. Did that for a few years. Things went south. So now I'm in My new band, Split Driven, I actually get to play on stage instead of tearing everybody's shit down and setting it up. It's kind of nice.
Nice.
I like it.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm sick of working for rock stars.
Right.
I want to be one day. Well, maybe.
Well, maybe. Are you, like, trying to give him head while you sit on the ground? High five. Good.
Wait, what?
Don't like...
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
We're just, sitting up under water tower.
That reminds me of that 70s show.
It is. A lot like that 70s show right now.
Although I've been in Nirvana.
Multiple water towers, but there's that.
Right?
I was in a Nirvana cover band called The Yuck when I was
a kid. Shut up.
Nirvana.
Hitler!
Yeah.
And also, we had some singles. It was a
child's dream. What's your favorite part about being in a band?
Just the energy of the crowd.
Plus my wiener. I mean, everybody in the band loves that.
It's all about the wiener.
That seems really aggressive.
It's very aggressive. I'm not scared to admit it.
Crazy.
Everyone wants to be around his wiener.
It happens.
God, look at that car over there. Surely this truck that I have. Anyways, before you decided to form a band, what was something that you did outside of band work?
Well, I was in the Army for quite some time.
Okay.
Fought in Afghanistan. Got fucked up. Came home. Started working a fucking Joe job. And then now I'm here instead of that. So, I mean, I prefer that. My old job sucked. I don't like making things out of metal.
Hitler?
You like making metal?
Not making things out of metal.
You play video games?
Heck yeah.
Oh, man. What's your favorite one?
What's my favorite one?
What do you do for a real job?
I insulate air conditioning tubes.
One more time. And you?
I feel like
we should just pick on the bass player because, you know, the bass player and the drummer are always the fucking quiet ones.
That's right.
Always.
I, for the longest time, worked at McDonald's and afterwards, did a lot of land.
Do you really think that people that work at McDonald's, like, really should get $15 an hour?
I don't agree
with
that at all.
Okay.
Really,
okay, so we're on the same fucking page.
So easy.
Okay.
Honestly, minimum wage is more than enough for McDonald's workers, including the managers. I mean, come on now. Being in a manager role, I was in one, and it's a joke.
It is a joke.
It's completely a joke. They make it sound like it's so much work, but it's because they make it so much work. They piss and moan about it.
Mm.
But that's, you know, a story for a rainy day.
He got really aggressive about, like, the pay of McDonald's workers.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, I'm totally against it.
What the fuck is that?
No Blood, No Alibi was an alternative, like, new metal band that I managed back in high school about, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. They're not around anymore. Never really got anywhere, unfortunately. They only ever played at, like, the garage. They played at we did play Station 4 one time, I believe, before they shut down.
So, where is your guys' next show?
Our next show.
Hey, Howie, where's your next show?
Was May 14th somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah, at the Doom Room.
Yeah,
the Doom Starbucks, Room. Minnesota. It's Mosh Out Suicide.
What's the
big one? Number 15 or something. I don't know. They've been going around for a while. Mosh Out Suicide thing.
Why did you guys decide to join that?
We're pretty good friends with Gooch from Nightum. Yeah, he wanted us to play that show, so we're gonna. It's probably our last Nightum show.
Is that like what? Is that like a benefit show?
Yep.
For who?
For suicide victims. Raise money for awareness for suicide.
Crazy.
Crazy.
We're doing a show on June 18th for the veterans that, I don't know, like struggle with PTSD, depression, and anxiety. And we're raising money for soldiers and, you know, troops and such. Crazy. I've asked you guys to. Anyway.
Talk to everybody.
Well,
you can.
Okay, that's Howard's fault there.
Oh,
my fault.
Drop the ball.
I drop the ball all the time. Look at this show.
Shut up!
Look what just happened. Another, just want to mention, another really big show that's coming up is June 25th.
Where?
American Head Charge. Where is that one at?
What is it called? What is it called?
Highway
where do you say it go? What's
totally
it called?
Totally fuck it off in fact.
Oh! Oh.
Buy your tickets from Split Driven.
Who's going to be there?
50 fucking bands.
Who's going to be there?
50 fucking
Split Driven and American Head Charge and Soil and
Moto Grader.
There you go.
And Piranha.
It starts at
and like too many local bands. To
and
play.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. 99.9 and Cool Chick Radio. Just saying. We're going to be there.
There you go. See?
What?
Why? Because we were a part of them?
Are they going to be there?
I don't know. Fuck if they are.
No.
They might
want
to be there.
Tenacity will be there.
So they're probably going to want to be there, too.
He's probably tripping right here.
Well, either way, Split will be there.
That's the most important thing.
I feel like I need to, like, go, like, check the truck.
Well, Josh,
truck.
You're the heart of the band.
Well, I thought I was the heart of the band. Like, all
it's not a truck.
It's
a bus.
It's a bus.
Oh, you're the face of the band.
It's an old bus, but she runs.
Hey, she gets from point A and B and back again. Well, maybe not back again.
What's up, Hitler?
Not really. That was something.
Did you?
Apparently. Look at this shit.
Yeah. Did you get any free orders?
Hello.
Today.
Oh. All right. So we have Split Driven. How do you guys feel about Hadair? Well, not so much.
What?
What's your favorite part of touring?
Probably the fans. It's cool to meet new people at every fucking venue. It's cool to meet the old people at the venue that you play, that scene you play live.
Cool. I got a really good question for you.
Friends with the new.
No judging, you girlfriend, girl. You can't say nothing. How do you feel about groupies? You can't say anything yet. How do you feel about groupies?
Oh no, I am one, so I couldn't tell you. I like groupies. Groupies are fun, you know. I guess they want to come hang out for a minute. I mean, I got something
for sure.
I pass all my groupies to Howard.
Don't make me sound like that. Somebody needs to break that.
What is the craziest thing you've seen? We've heard a lot of stories. We've heard about, like, making cocaine off a stripper's ass.
I'm not going to put Hemlock on the spot. I've seen them do some crazy things. When they're on tour with Felix, of course, because we make people do crazy
things. Well, yeah.
Or if you want to stay on tour. Kind of got to do something crazy.
What's the craziest thing you've seen?
I don't know how to say that on the radio, but I mean, one thing that's kind of crazy, but not too crazy, I'm not going to mention any names, but I remember one time we had a band shove batteries up their ass to prove their manhood.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing compared to the Jaeger shit.
I don't want to get crazy on the fucking
radio. There's nothing like hearing about
crazy shit in my day.
A band member put a tampon full of fucking Jaeger up his ass because he wanted to see / feel how it felt to be drunk on a tampon.
Yeah,
he got toxic stuff, too.
I'll bet real quick, too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're drunk almost instantly. You shove your ass.
Shit. Well, I don't know if it's... I don't shove anything in my ass. So
are you going to shove something up your ass?
Well, I'll turn my tongue off. Fucking jack.
Show.
Thinking about it.
He's contemplating the situation on hand.
Oh, my God. Damn. We get enough people to show up, and if I get enough donations...
for Split Driven for it, then there's a possibility.
Did they close
the bar? Yeah, someone closed that. Yeah.
Just have to pay for extra time.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're done with bands, so we need to break down.
Yeah, thank you for having us, by the way. Appreciate that.
Me?
Getting us some airtime.
Oh, I thought you were looking at me. I'm like, I didn't
that. That's pretty neat.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Happy 420.
It
says happy 420.
Anna's girlfriend. 420.
Sierra. Happy 420.
Happy 420.
Happy 420.
For those who smoke marijuana.
Hell yeah.
And for those who don't, well.
Fuck yeah.
Do you want me to go get hemlock?
Yeah.
Let's go get hemlock. No, that's his girlfriend. You gotta bypass the girlfriend.
Okay.
I'm all for that.
Jump around that.
You gotta jump around it. Howie. Dude, I have a hood.
Well, that's how you walk past the door. You just put the hood on.
You are slipping. Okay, well, then. I just need one number. No!
Oh my.
Keep going. Okay.
Just for your joke.
We're live right now and you're in my tent.
Hey, hey. Hi, I love Seth. What's up?
Say hi. Say hi.
Tracy, say hi to the. Oh, there we are.
Hi. So, what is your favorite food about touring?
The massive amounts of sex every night. Just kidding.
That's
not
aggressive.
True. That's not true at all. It's not aggressive. It's not rape.
No, this is a discharge. Hello.
Yes. No, for real. Playing is fun, but I like traveling and meeting people. Like, for real. That's
yeah.
A real answer. Yeah.
Where is your next show?
In my pants. In my bunk later. 5 minutes. That's all I need is 5 minutes. No,
that's
tomorrow.
That's
impressive. I know that. Sioux City tomorrow, and then Omaha, and then Des Moines, and then that's it with a Hemlock Ectomorph tour, and then we turn around, and 3 days later, not 3 days later, we instantly drive to Vegas and start the Devil Driver tour. So, yeah.
Are you
two
excited?
Tours. I'm pretty bummed out. Two back-to-back.
Is it get tiring?
It can sometimes, but that's what energy drinks are for.
Absolutely.
What you do in the van?
What do I do? I don't know. Didn't you watch this?
I watched you, but there's some people that don't know.
I am Brian. I am the drummer for Hemlock.
Oh, snap.
I saw you. You were up front flashing your boobs earlier.
I did not flash my boobs. My boobs are too expensive.
Oh, how much did it cost?
A lot.
Really?
$2.50 per tit.
$2.50?
No, like
$250.
Yeah.
Not even $250,000.
No. $250. Yeah, $500 a piece. They are pierced.
I thought it was each. So
therefore.
Total. Oh,
therefore. Pierced. And they're double pierced.
Okay. So that's like... $250 plus probably $14 for the jewelry.
Plus interest.
Interest, damn.
Yeah.
It gets getting pricey ass titties now.
Yeah, I've thought about this.
Cool. Yeah.
Anyway.
Nailed it.
So, we did get an EP from Hemlock.
Nope.
We did.
We only have full length albums. Sweated.
Nailed it. Who did your album?
Which one did you get?
You tell me.
The new one.
Mm,
you got
half
of this one.
Did I?
Yes, we did it, but it was produced by Mikey Doling, mixed by Dave Fortman.
Yes.
Mastered by Mayor Applebaum.
Who is what? Weird.
Who is what? Like all those people?
David is what?
Is David.
It's on the record.
Dave Fortman? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is with?
Fixed it. He is incredible. He's done several albums. He was in Ugly Kid Joe. He did a couple Slipknot albums, Godsmack, bunch of bands. He's fucking incredible.
And who is the only band that made it big from Minnesota?
I know American Hedgehogs. I know Chris very well. No, I love American Hedgehogs. I was being funny getting in the blue field. Figuring that every girl here probably banged half the fucking band.
No.
Oh.
I very proudly say that I've never fucked a band member.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Of any band.
Well,
high
this
five.
Pretty handsome, so
high five.
Have sex with him right now.
No. I'm good. I'm
when
sorry. You're great.
Okay, it's my hair,
I don't fuck musicians.
He's going to quit the band.
I'm a good girl.
He's going
to
read
no, I am not one to fuck musicians. Grace
no,
knows that.
We're not prudes making sweet love. Don't be fucking
prudes. Sweet love is kind of gross.
Man, you
we talked about
are
this.
Hating on everything.
Fluffy Bunny!
You ever hear the song by Motley Crue, 10 Seconds to Love?
Yeah.
That's this guy right here.
I like this dude's like 18 and knows old-ass Motley Crue. That's pretty
awesome. Oh, so do I.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what is your...
Hey, you too, bud. Get
what
back,
is your
man.
Favorite thing to do outside of being in the band? Okay, well, that's aggressive.
All right, have drinks.
What kind of drinks? What's your favorite drink?
I like everything. Jaeger's good. White Russians are yummy.
Yeah?
Beer, Bud Light Lime.
Jack?
See you guys. Jack, of course.
We got this guy.
Yes, guys. Take care. I will remember your hand as I masturbate later. Hey, yeah, they did.
Hey!
I said see you. You just said
that. We have another band. Yeah. What does he do in the band?
They don't do shit.
That guy with the dreads.
He don't do shit.
I am the radio show host and we're live right now.
Wait, is it FM radio? Because we've been cussing
yeah.
the fuck. Really?
Yeah.
You can get fined.
Come here, kid.
Oh. Hey, you want to see
he's
his dick?
He's probably younger than me.
Yeah.
No.
Guaranteed he's younger.
How old do you think I am?
You're like 23, but he's 14. You asked to see a 14-year-old kid's dick.
No.
He's not really
that's
14.
Really aggressive.
It's as long as you're in the finish. Damn.
Angry.
Violently sexual.
What's your favorite part about Durin?
Durin?
What do you like to do on tour?
You can slur like a mother
shows for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
That's
the best part. And drinking.
Yeah, there you go. I said sex and then drinking and then I said touring or traveling and meeting people.
Yeah.
So those are all right. Necessary evil of touring.
And you met kids tonight.
What kids?
You met the kids tonight.
Oh, yeah. I also met the girls. $500 of glory.
You did not meet my girls.
I didn't pay for them.
You didn't
them.
Even see them. No, you tried, and you failed everything.
Your phone was in the way.
Yeah, it usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've just been talking in your bosoms. That's all good.
Absolutely. It's right there.
Yeah. Are you freezing today?
No.
Damn, I'm proud of you. He's a basketball star. And a porn star. Have you seen his videos?
No.
Legendary.
So why do you have dreads?
It's way easier to take care of on the road.
Is it complex?
Not really.
No?
Just kind of wake up and go.
Yeah?
You don't have to wash them, keep them nice.
Just like his dick.
You don't have to wash it, keep it nice.
How long have you had dreads?
Almost 4 years.
We have a local musician here that has dreads, and he's had them for, like, ever. Like, 10 years. So we like to ask people questions. Like, so when you, like, swing your head,
yeah.
like, back and forth, is that, like, something that you do as a band? Like, you're like, all right, one, two, three, go?
Oh, no.
Or is it just,
yeah,
like,
we're
something
working
that you do?
Boy band moves. Yeah. We got
absolutely,
bands.
Like, fucking, like, you know.
And shit. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
The only thing we coordinate is sexual maneuvers.
Okay, so I've been to many, 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 many local shows because it's my passion and my drive. Tracy... I love you to death, but she's only been to, like, Mushroom Head and Avatar. Avatar, we saw Avatar, and she's like, do you think they, like, coordinate, like, head swings? That's the question.
Anyone that does that has too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
If you plan your stage moves, you might as well do
awesome.
It.
That's
or...
Gone. You've had your dreads for how many years?
About 6 or 4.
What the fuck?
Shut up.
4 years.
How long was your hair before you made dreads?
Not that long.
So did you like put extensions into it?
No, that's all real.
Shut up. Turn around. I gotta see. No, I really want to see. Talking about penises.
You are.
Talking, no, we're talking about dreads.
My hair, see the black?
Can I touch it?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's aggressive.
You see where the black is?
Yeah.
That's how much it's grown since December 2nd, because I dyed it.
Damn. So what is this, then?
It's just
dyed.
Oh, that's all hair.
It's dyed?
Yeah.
That's
hey, well,
awesome.
Here, but you can walk and talk with
me. Just walk and talk. Absolutely.
I'm the boob whisperer.
You want the boob whisperer? Oh, he's totally...
Now what are you doing?
I'm talking to a cop.
What?
You're a really bad whisperer.
I don't know.
I do.
What you doing?
There's a cop.
No, what? Are you hiding?
Yeah.
Why are you hiding? Are you in the bathroom?
Evidently, having you in my boobs is not helping.
You what? Oh my god, are you in the bathroom?
There's someone cops. That's cool.
Cop for what? Right now.
Going back to
no.
New Hampshire. How we
you had fun in New Hampshire.
You said it.
Happy birthday.
New Hampshire.
There's kids and stuff. Thank you guys for coming. I had fun. All right. Have fun, guys. Absolutely. Oh, my God. How are you? I'm watching the computer. All I smell is marijuana.
Oh. Gotcha. The Mary Jane.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The devil's lettuce.
Do what?
The devil's lettuce.
Just
remember, God is watching you, right?
You know. Absolutely.
Sinner.
Okay, so the car behind me is the sheriff's car of fucking Deerwood, which is always good for me.
Yeah, that works out really well.
Yeah. And he stole all my cigarettes. I've never had a cop ask me for so many cigarettes.
Was he drinking?
I don't even know. I think he probably was.
I'm pretty sure that I saw him in one of the pictures, or was it a video?
One of my Snapchats? Yeah.
Yeah.
That cop? Yeah.
Yeah.
Same guy.
I was watching, I was like, no way, he drinking? No fucking way.
Yeah. He's like, I don't usually smoke, but can I have some of your cigarettes? I'm like, sure.
What are you gonna
some
say?
Of my cigarettes was like half of my fucking pack.
Oh. You know how to prevent that? Don't smoke. I'm a problem solver. You're welcome.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's an option. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes left of the show. What else do you want to chat about?
Oh, God. I will be... There is a surprise on the 30th that I cannot talk about. However, I will be on stage at the Max. It's going to be a really big deal.
Cool.
The band does not even know about it, but I'm pretty excited.
You said that's the 30th?
What?
The 30th, you say?
Yes.
Okay. That's cool. You have to tell me later.
Yeah.
Like knowing.
I'm actually really, really, really excited about it.
Well, you should be. You're awesome on stage, so you should be up there more often.
Duh. I second that.
So, like I said, we've got, like, just under 9 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Can we have a word of the day?
Consistency!
Yay! Did you ever look up the definition of consistency?
I did.
Because here, I can Google it. Because I'm like a ninja and shit. All right. So, consistency is a noun, kids. Conformity is the application of something, typically which is necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, or fairness. Synonyms for it are uniformity, regularity, stability. What are some other ones? Dependability, reliability. Interesting. And there's a lot of people that lack that. Wonder why. Any thoughts?
Depends on who you are, I think.
It's true. Very true. Very, very, very true. I swear to God, right now, I think I'm like, I don't know, the relationship whisperer, which is really ironic. I find it very amusing that I can give relationship advice. However, I cannot do relationships myself. I find that fascinating.
Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. I mean, like, I kind of try. But it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah. For the first time in our radio show career, have I had a band give us a shout out? On stage, mind you.
Oh, cool.
On stage. Hemlock was like, hey, we have Angela here from Cool Chick Radio. And I was like super excited.
Awesome.
Yeah. I know. It's actually really exciting. For me, anyways.
It is. That's awesomeness. You should have recorded.
It is.
Oh.
I was too busy dancing.
I didn't even realize they were taking pictures of me last night. And I don't even look like a cow. Yay, go me! I'm easily entertained. So, We... I'm trying to think if I'm going to have... I need to work on stuff tonight so that way we can test the stream. And I keep saying that, but and I keep running out of time. I need more time. I need more hours in the day for a second me. I need to be just independently wealthy. Keep waking up in the morning and I'm not. I'm like, fuck. Damn it. Bing. What was that?
Nothing.
That was something. Yes. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're messaging someone.
I wish.
I'm sure you're fine. It's all good.
It's all good. Somebody saw my Snapchat and was like, is that cop drinking? Let me look. Yes, he is. No, I don't get cops to drink. I may or may have not given that cop a drink. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not supposed to, but I could be wrong.
He's only parked behind me in a Camry.
I'm still laughing. I want those guys to say Boston again.
New Hampshire.
God, that was awesome. I just wanted to say it like 6 more times. Then I'd be happy tonight.
New Hampshire.
So what do we have anything coming up for next week at all? Or this weekend?
This weekend, no. Next weekend is Battle of the Bands. Now let me say something.
Mm-hmm.
Battle of the Bands.
Mm-hmm.
If you are passionate about the local scene and you have a good head on your shoulders, and I do not mean somebody who wants to bash another band. If you are passionate about a band and you want to vote for them, go under 93x.com and vote for the band that you want to win to see them in Northern Invasion. If you are one of said people that want to bash a band for being in the Northern Invasion tour, go fuck yourself. Because every single band that has tried out and or been in the scene long enough has busted their ass to get to where the fuck they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said,
1 minute.
I personally am voting for Antistar because we at Cool Chick Radio have seen them come from where they have been last year to this year, and they have busted their ass, and they are committed and dedicated and passionate and humble to be where the fuck they are.
Yes.
Now, if you want to be a cunt and talk shit on a live feed about a band, go fuck yourself. Just saying. Well, ask me about that.
All right, well, we got 20 seconds left, so I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to Cool Chick Radio tonight, and make sure that you like us, love us, share us on Facebook, because we like to be liked, but only on social media, because social media is the only place to like to be shared. Otherwise, we'll punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night, and we'll see you soon. Peace.
Peace.